On that wonderful evening when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was with His disciples for the last time and celebrating the Lord's Supper with them, we read some very interesting words. And I want to read that to you. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body." And He took a cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day I drink it anew with you in My Father's kingdom." This morning we have the wonderful privilege of taking part in a sacrament that is so beautifully illustrative of the gospel that we believe and love. As we sit here this morning and as we think about what Christ has done for us, His body was broken, His blood was shed that we might have life. And we have the privilege of touching and feeling and tasting and praying and thinking about that very thing that Jesus did for us. That's why this is called a means of grace. If we focus our attention upon these things, God brings grace to His people. Grace to help you keep on keeping on through life. Grace to help you as you live and work and study and do the things that you do throughout the course of the week. The Lord's table is for all who have professed their faith and are in good standing with an evangelical church. We invite you to come this morning and with us to taste and see that the Lord is good. But if you've not come to Christ, I urge you to come to Christ. And you can think about taking the Lord's Supper another day. But do concentrate in the next few moments upon how great the Father's love for you in sending His Son Jesus Christ to die for you, and His Spirit in you to make you rejoice in His goodness and faithfulness. It's a privilege to be with you this morning and to be able to do this with you. Let's pray. Father, we now set apart these elements, and we use them this morning in a different, in a special way, as we remember Christ's life and death for us, in a body where He was just like us except without sin. A body that was crucified by people who hated Him and who hated you. But Lord, we were there too, because there was a day when we hated you too. And we thank you that our Savior died, shed His blood, that we might have life and have it abundantly. So bless us as we take the supper this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.